The select board voted unanimously to support this article, and I have some highlights I would like to share with you. The first item is small savings and big savings. As you look at this, thanks to the innovation by our superintendent, that we, instead of contracting out our van service to somebody drive our students, we did it ourselves. So in the process, we saved over $150,000. And the next good news is that also thanks to the innovation concurrent that we were able to this year, the contracted services in special education, we saved nearly $750,000, which is 25% of our FY05 budget. So in the course of 1 year, we were able to cut down the budget by that much. And I would like to bring this to your attention, looking at this, also the elementary schools, that we were looking at the regional schools. But I also want to share with you, even though it's not in my purview, but I'd like to let you know that whatever we did, we also are able to contain the cost of the contracted service, this item. Instead of a big jump every year, now this year, the elementary schools only increased by 1.3%. So I'm really happy to share that good news with you. And the contracted service requires services for special needs students. They are not available in the established school programs. So what we did was we take the students back to our school district and house them in a separate building and hire our teachers to provide the service. With that good news shared, I would like also to point out that a couple of things are of concern to me personally. There's a significant cost increases if you look at the FY03 to FY06. The high school and middle school administration, which is available on your page, on the finance committee page book. In that one, if you look down to page 26? Yes, page 26. If you notice that between 05 to 06, there is an 11% increase and 8% increase between the high school and middle schools. But I'm going to take you further back to look at the administrator's cost within the administration, this particular budget. Basically, what the high school or middle school administration costs really include the salary to administrators, such as principals, co-principals, deans, and for like a registrar, for example, or secretaries in the office. But I'm going to take you to the very narrowed costs, such as administrative costs. For the middle school administration, I happen to have access to this book, which you can have it as well if you look for it. The school superintendent we pick up this, and I think it's also available online. So in this, I was able to locate the administrators, the item to them. So between 03 to 06, these 3 years, the middle school administrators, the budget is up by 31%. And for the high school, the administrators is up by 41%. So this is a tremendous jump here. And from what I know of the high school, for example, years ago when I was working at the high school, at that time we had one principal, one dean of students. And then a couple years later, it was changed to one principal and two house administrators that they work with students. And a couple years later after that, it was co-principals. And the current stage is one principal, three assistant principals. So there's a change of positions, increase positions. So with that said, I would like to point it out. In comparison, if you look at between FY03 to FY06, what's the budget increase in the various academic disciplines? In English, math, science, social studies, art, world language, everything, it's increased by 6%, 5%, single digit increase. And yet also the libraries got the hardest hit. In these 3 years, between 03 to 06, the budget has decreased by 15%. So my conclusion is, what are your priorities in education? And next is putting money where your mouth is. Thank you.
Okay, is there further discussion of the regional school assessment before we come to a vote? Mr. Mudgett.
Thank you, Mr. Moderator. Dick Mudgett from Precinct 6. I understand that school budgets in other parts of the town have been hit very hard this year by contract negotiations and by the increase in health insurance costs, and that apparently consumes a great deal of money in both budgets. But I also note that on the $25 million of the total budget for the Amherst Regional School System, that the per pupil costs have gone from $11,500 to a total of about $12,700 per student. And these are numbers you can pick right off of the green book that you have there. So I would say that this has two important consequences, rather, not significances. That one, it takes about an $800,000 house to provide taxes to support one student with these kinds of numbers. And, you know, with the emphasis these days on affordable housing in Amherst, I would suggest that the zoning board look very carefully at the kind of houses that we put up, because students cost money. New students, that is. Now, we have students here, we have to take care of them. But I think, now I don't know just how many students there are from Leverett, Shutesbury, and Pelham in the regional school system, so it would help me if I did know those answers to determine. You know, you say that the support from the state is going down, and yet the school costs have gone up by a tremendous amount, well more than 10%, something in the order of 12 to 13%. To the numbers.
Further discussion before we come to a vote? Mr. Brooks.
I'd just like to ask a question about on page 27, total transportation services. I didn't get a chance to drop in and see the superintendent in the last 4 days, but I did make contact with PVTA, and they are allowed in a lot of places, Springfield, Boston, the high school students, and I think the middle school, I'm not sure about that, can ride on public transportation, and have we ever considered that? I mean, I just noticed that that was up 13%, and that's something I wish you'd think about for next year. I have talked to PVTA, their director, and the woman in charge of that particular kind of service they would offer, and they'd be interested in talking. Okay?
Ms. Church.
Pat Church, Precinct 5. I have what I think is a fairly small question. I'm concerned on page 27 under the utilities budget. I see that in fiscal year 05, our original budget was $538,000 plus, and it's now $685,000. Almost $686,000, huge increase. I know it's from the electricity and different things, price of oil, basically. But I'm concerned that the 06 budget is lower than our current 05 budget, and I'm wondering if you think that's, if you could tell me how you came to that, because I don't know that that's realistic. Maybe you know some great secret that I don't know.
Any response? Ms. Bridie?
I don't know specifically to answer that. I know that at the elementary level, we talked with Paul Carlson about how he estimated it and so on. We didn't actually ask, or I don't remember asking and getting a specific answer on that one particular one.
Mr. Freed.
Gordon Freed, Precinct 6. I know it's a minuscule amount to the budget, but actually I have two questions. Under family and consumer education, I know that if you walk down the center of Amherst, food and clothing are extremely important. So why are we cutting the budget that covers food and clothing in the budget, in instruction? And the second question I had is, could you give us a general feel for what you think the school population will be over the next decade or so?
Is anyone going to respond? Ms. Bridie.
Haven't got a clue on either one. I'm assuming that the population is going to go up when I look around and look at the number of houses being built.
Ms. Bridie? I mean, Ms. Greeny?
I think I have an answer for that question. I know that in the past 3 years, our school population, our student population for the regional has come down by 5%. And if we could extrapolate that, I wonder if that's going to be, you know, for the next decade. I would like to add that when we are looking at the budget, if I may point out that the utilities, even though it's going down from last year, about 20,000 somewhat, but if you just judging from the student population from FY3 to today, 5% decrease, the utility spending has gone up, actually, between 03 to 06, about 28%. And it's very disturbing that, you know, if you look around, go by a, say, the outside, the outdoor classroom, walk by Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock, 3:30, the units of air conditioning are running outside. And tonight, coming here, found one of the classroom air conditioning is running. And grew up in Taiwan, I know what hot climate is. When you think about hot here, I would say it's a piece of cake. But besides that, grew up in a hot climate, the electricity is expensive. So what my mother did when she had the air conditioning 2 years ago, we would turn the air conditioning on before we went to bed when I went to visit her. And she would shut it off about midnight and expect you to be falling asleep and don't even care whether it's hot or cold out there and sleep through the night. So, you know, just basic common sense here that we're talking about cutting teachers. But if there are ways that we could save money to put the teachers back to where they belong to, wouldn't that be wonderful? And I would encourage you to think about, you know, this. Thank you.
Mr. Smith?
James Smith, Precinct 6. I call the previous question.
Previous question has been moved and seconded. If two-thirds of you shall vote yes, we'll come to immediate vote on the regional school assessment. All those in favor of the motion for the previous question, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion for the previous question is carried. We'll come to immediate vote on the appropriation of on the approval of the Amherst Pelham Regional School District operating and capital budget of $25,365,747 and the appropriation of $10,508,489 as Amherst's share of that budget. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Ms. Awad?
I move to adjourn to Wednesday, June 8th at 7:30.
The motion is to adjourn until Wednesday evening at 7:30. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion is carried. This meeting is adjourned till Monday. Adjourned to Wednesday, June 8th, 7:30 p.m.